Hi, everybody. This is Carl, the ever-so-attractive husband of Coach Michelle, here with the CrossFit Bangor podcast. We're going to be kicking this off again. If you have any ideas for the podcast, please feel free to throw them on the member page or come and talk to me or any coach. But I am here with Coach Mel, just going to go over some of the things that CrossFit Bangor has coming up for the rest of the year. How are you doing?
Perfect. I'm doing really good. Thanks for doing this.
All right. Absolutely.
And I think event number one, even though I'm going to be so sad that I'll be on a beach in Punta Cana while everybody's rowing their hearts out January 19th from 9 to 1, huge turnout expected. A lot of people. Make sure you guys bring snacks and clothing donations if you can. So
yeah, things, warm weather gear, things to donate to keep some of the lesser fortunate folks out there nice and warm. We will be kept warm by the 42,195 meters we'll be rowing. You'll be warm from the beach that
yes,
you'll
I
be
will.
Sunning yourself on.
Yes, I will.
enjoy that. What else we got? We got the Open coming up in February, right?
Yep. February 21st through March 25th. More to come about that. We'll just do another podcast probably in detail. So
sure.
If you don't know what the Open is, guys, first of all, you go to CrossFit.com. Click on the games link. I know they just recently changed their page layout, so I'm not super familiar with how CrossFit.com looks right now. But if you check that out, you could also Google it. The Googs.
Yeah. Got to be careful. So the CrossFit Games Open has changed a little bit. So if you don't want internet arguments, maybe don't go and Google that right now. But we'll definitely cover some of the details as it comes up if you're not super familiar with that.
I'm not, apparently.
Yeah.
So.
Lots of hate and discontent. What else do we have coming up? We got the Committed Club.
Yes.
So what's that all about?
All right. So that's the board out there, the chalkboard for newer members that
have
walked by and just said, like, well, why is everybody's names off there? So it's 3 days a week or 12 days a month. And then you get your name on the board.
Okay.
So even though it's first of the year, I mean, I think New Year's resolutions are fantastic and goals are awesome to have all the time. So instead of rewarding people for getting their name on the board once, we've come up with a little system that's going to reward them for having their name on the board for 3 months in a row, 6, 9, and then the full year. So prizes for each little benchmark, if you will, for those that remain on the board the entire time, or at least, like I said, the first prizes will be given out at the 3 month mark.
Fantastic.
So, yeah.
And that's, I mean, CrossFit's all about short, intense workouts, but it's the longevity that makes our changes. So this is good.
It is.
Underlining some of the things that the gym can do for us here. What else we got going on? We got migration from Tribe to a new platform, correct?
Correct, yeah. We're going to be making the switch February 1st is what the forecast, if you will.
Okay.
That's my forecast. SugarWad is a performance-based platform for the members.
Right.
So it's to make the members' life easier, keeping track of things. Everything is gone app.
Right.
In the app world, whether you're Android, iPhone, whatever. So this app is at your fingertips. It will allow you to record stuff, get your own personal percentages, as well as look up what a movement is. If you're like, what's a squat snatch? It literally is on that main screen.
Awesome.
When they sign in for the day to put in their workouts or anything.
Okay.
So it's basically a walking dictionary for them of CrossFit.
That's really nice.
So guys, if you haven't, I know I've got about 30 of you, I think, that are using SugarWad right now. If you haven't and you want to see what it's all about, it's not a secret club. So just go into your app store and go SugarWad, and you should be able to download that.
Yeah. So for the people who don't download it early, because there's, like you said, a couple of us are playing around with it right now, and we were just, you know, kind of the beta testers. But for those that don't, is everything from Tribe going to switch over into SugarWad?
Great question. Yes, it will be one massive move once we do that. So unfortunately, nobody right now will have any performance data in there unless they manually put it in. Sure. So there's really no need to do that. That okay. Once we do officially make that switch, which everybody will be more than notified, it will be one big, hopefully massive dump into that system. So, you know, nothing's ever perfect. So there might be a couple things missing here and there, but overall, this is their specialty. Like they specialize in this. Multiple gyms nationwide are going to this because it allows for the community itself to be a little more interactive with helping each other out on a daily basis and cheering people on.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Well, that's exciting. And obviously more details to follow on that too.
Many more.
To the date. And then finally, last thing to talk about, we've got a prom coming up. Is that right?
We sure do. With the Christmas party, everybody kept talking about the prom and that we need to bring it back. And we are going to bring it back. So we're looking at the April, May time awesome. Frame. We just want to obviously deconflict with
real prom.
A real prom, okay. Since we have a lot of parents in here and well. So we want to make sure that we don't mess that up. We want to have some good attendance. Still kind of figuring out, obviously, the details with it. But one thing we do know is that there will not be a dinner this time. So it will allow, hopefully, for many more people. It'll be much more prom style.
Well, I haven't been here for the prom in the past, but I was here for the Christmas party, and that was a blast.
Exactly.
So I'm looking forward
to it. We've got some pretty good dancers.
I mean, it only gets better as the night goes on.
It does. So.
All right. Well, thank you very much for sitting down with me and taking us through. If anybody, like I said, has any suggestions for future podcast ideas or episodes, feel free to track me down or my more attractive counterpart or really any of the coaches.